Let's turn in our camp songbooks to number 35, The Mercies of God. I want to encourage your hearts tonight and to rejoice because they have got, the camp has purchased a new clock and it's larger than the previous clock. And that's reasons to rejoice, my brothers and sisters. We had a wonderful time of prayer in the morning, and I want to thank the Lord for the refreshing time in the spirit that was. I don't feel to have a long meeting tonight. And I have something in my heart I want to share, and I want to give us time, while you're still fresh, to just seek the Lord. To just seek the Lord. And I don't know how He's going to get us there. I don't know if it's going to be through praise or maybe just silence. But I know He's going to usher us into where we seek His face. And it's good for us, isn't it? I know some of you too, as well, haven't testified, and I'm not going to call on you, and we're not going to play popcorn. I sure would love to hear from you if you haven't gotten up. Perhaps you should do that, and if you have gotten up and your heart is palpitating and you want to share, there will be time for that. Let's just do what the Lord wants here tonight, okay? Be in tune with Him, listen to the Holy Spirit, obey Him. Let's stand together, we'll sing number 35.
More.
Thankful for another opportunity to worship you, to turn our eyes on things above, to see Jesus high and lifted up, his train filling the temple. Remove the scales from our eyes, God. Oh Lord, you are all glorious, and we want to praise you and worship you with all that's within us. Lord, we're thankful that we know you, that you've drawn us to yourself, that you Your love is given so freely to us, Lord, that you constantly send out your Spirit to let us know we're accepted and that we're received. And we thank you for that. You are so good to us. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes the only thing you could say, and I love the chorus because it's my heart. It's all that my heart can say. If you know it, sing it with me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. You know, maybe you want to put your name in there. Let's go ahead. You put your name in there. God is so good. When it, instead of me, say, God is so good to Keith. Because he is. Come on. God is so good. Jesus, we worship you. Oh God, hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the
Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus, we worship you. We worship you, oh Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Shall we be seated? Thank you, Lord. Another great, great hymn of the church, Gift to the Church, is number 9. I'm not going to tell it tonight, but what a fascinating story behind this hymn and the story of the Holy Spirit's faithfulness. Come, thou fount of every blessing. I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit knows to where to reach us, right where we are. And I have such precious memories of being in this room. And it's more than just the first impressions of this rustic, historic lodge. You know, that was my first, like, I love history and I love historic things. And I remember coming in and saying, this is so outrageous. Stuffed animals, you know, some of them are newer than others, but I remember sitting here, and this was one of my seats when I was some of your ages, many, many years ago. And we didn't have the beautiful cushions to sit on. We didn't need them. And I remember saying, wow, this guy must be like 70, 80 years old. And that blessed me. And then I thought, look at this. This is Indian pottery. And I was picking it up and looking at it, turning it upside down and stuff one time. And the Bloom sisters rebuked me because this is something here. And I remember just being so caught up with this. And then we had meetings, services. My first service that I was really in after I got done eyeballing the joint. And the Holy Spirit was moving. Brother Gardner would sit right there. I didn't want to sit anywhere near him. You know, I did not want to sit anywhere near him. I was afraid of him. I feared him. I think he liked the idea too. And but you know, when you would come in, I kind of share this with you. I hope you don't mind if I take a minute or so. But you would come in if you were a kitchen worker or a pop boy or whatever, and he would be like, here. He wanted all the guys just like that to sit right up here, you know. And the worst thing is if the pop boys. Or the kitchen guys got in first, they sat here, and this was the only place to sit. Then Brother Gardner was here. And it was kind of intimidating. But what I'm getting to is, I remember the worship. I remember the praise. And there were all sorts of people that I didn't know. The waitresses, you sat there for decades, always over there. And I remember, it was like I was in the court of the Gentiles, you know. And I sat here like this. And I said, this is awesome, but I'm not a part of it, you know. Everyone else was getting some kind of blessing and feeling something, but I wasn't. But I want to just, I'm getting to a point where there were a lot of meetings like that when I was like, I'm missing something. I love the Lord. I grew up in church. I was raised in church. I did everything right. I didn't swim on Sunday. You know, I didn't ride my bike on Sunday. That's how I was raised. I didn't go to the movies. I don't go to the movies. You're all feeling sorry for me. But I didn't feel sorry. Because I wanted to do it for Jesus, and I did do it for Jesus. But yet, when I would be in a Holy Ghost meeting and people were worshiping, I would look across and I would see some of the waitresses, not all of them, but some of them, just caught up in something. What was it? I knew it was the presence, but you know what I learned? It was the glory. They were able to know that there was glory, that Jesus, when he's manifested, he brings the glory of his presence. And one Labor Day weekend, this place is packed, almost like the Chinese retreat. From, you know, you folk pack it out. Us round eyes are jealous. Mm. Someone called me that once. And they called me that, and I didn't think I had round eyes. But they were packed from there to there. Don't be insulted. It's just true. And I'll never forget this. I'll never forget it. It was my first Labor Day. I worked throughout the summer, and I kept asking very timidly Brother Gardner, could I stay? And I ended up staying for 2 months. I stayed for 2 months since I was 16, every year, until the year I was married. I spent my summers here at camp. And I'll never forget that Labor Day weekend. It was packed out, and I was sitting here, and I'm not saying I never felt the presence of the Lord, but I'll never forget. I want you to know that this could happen, not just to tell it one of those goosebump stories. I ain't into that. But the glory fell. The glory of the presence of the Lord fell. And I remember that the Holy Spirit swept from that prayer room and just swept over the heads of people. And you could see folks reacting as the Holy Ghost moved through this room. And I remember, folks, it swept in and it swept around, and cold, dead, twice dead, plucked up Keith felt the lift of the Holy Spirit. God can still do this. He can take us where we are, you know, wherever you are. And it was more than goosebumps that happened to me. You know what happened to me? The beginning of understanding the glory of the Lord. An open temple. And I hope that happens for you. I pray that happens for you. Because we're never going to change until our hearts and our temples are open to the Holy Spirit and the glory of the Lord. It's just wonderful. I want to point out, too, that many years later, right over there, right in that corner of the prayer room during a men's retreat, something happened to Keith Schneider I never thought would happen to me, you know? I got married. No, that's the second thing. But, you know, in that corner, during a men's retreat, I got filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, I always thought this thing, this idea of chasing the Holy Spirit happened to others, but it wouldn't happen to me. And I'll thank God for all eternity that in that corner in the prayer room that the Lord baptized me with the Holy Spirit. And I want to talk to us about that tonight. So we're going to sing this song, and I'm going to give... we're going to pray for the village and the cottage. I'm going to ask if there's anybody who wants to give God a quick testimony. And then I want to share some scriptures with you. That's the plan, okay? So you know what to expect. So let's sing this together. Number 9.
Come thou fount of
stop and pray for the precious campers that God has brought here. Oh, Lord Jesus, we come before you again, oh God, seeking bread. Lord, we come before you again, asking you to avenge us of our enemy. We come to you again, Lord, seeking oil. You must hear our cry for these children. Lord God, we feel the urgency of the Holy Spirit in and through us to pray, God, that you'll have your will and your way in that village, in that cottage there, God. Lord Jesus, we know and, Lord, and have testified that you have set this place apart than just being a camp of recreation. Just being a camp, Lord, of even a goodwill for children. Lord, you want to accomplish a kingdom work. And our prayers, of Lord, as the saints, as your children, as the church, is that your will be accomplished. And so we pray, O God, for the cottagers, these young ones. We pray, Lord God, for, number one, for perfect unity down there. We pray, Lord Jesus, for perfect faith that, God, you can work in these young ones. You can fill them. Your Spirit can move on in them and flow in them. And we pray the truths of the kingdom will be set in deep to them. We ask, God, for the counselors that you will, Lord, give them light and love and lead them. We pray, just believing you to do this. We pray, God, too, that they'll have a united faith. We believe you to do that. We pray, God, for the counselors in the village, that you'll strengthen them tonight after this first day. And, God, that, Lord, even as they retire this evening, Holy Spirit, refresh them, quicken them, give them wisdom. We believe you to do that. And we pray for each one of these girls, dear God, that, Lord, you'll prepare their hearts for what Sister Mary has for them tomorrow. Or, Lord, that the lessons will be more than just thoughts, but those thoughts will transform them and change their lives. We believe you to do this. Pour out your Spirit on them, Lord. We ask it, O Father, all in the name of the one who accomplished it, who said from his cross, it's finished. The life of Christ, we believe you to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. We're going to sing that third. And if you want to get up, I'm going to give you that opportunity. And particularly if you hadn't had a chance, I don't want you to lose your blessing. So I'm going to give you a minute or so to respond to the Holy Spirit, and then we'll see what else happens. Okay, third verse.
Oh, to grace, how great a
thank you that you know the way and that you're the good shepherd. And we pray for, Lord, all of these young people, that you'll lead them all the way. They'll allow you to lead them all the way. Guide them. Keep them for your name's sake. We trust you to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I mentioned a lot, too, I guess, but I grew up in a church where the ministers. Well, she was a minister as well, Sister Grace. She would not let us young people sit. If you were there, you were gonna testify. You were gonna share what's on your heart, and I thank God for that. It's good. So I have to say these testimonies have been a blessing. Jacob, wonderful how God led you. And I've read some of that.
Thank you for explaining it.
You know, I've read some of Zacharias' book, and they're tremendous. Someone gave me some of his tapes, and really, I appreciate your suggesting. And that's so good. And I hope you listened to what Jacob shared with us, and that maybe God will lead you to one of those books. Maybe you have some questions. Maybe you have in your faith right now. You know, you just need to God to sow that in as what He did for Jacob. It would be. I hope you were listening, and do that.